Brian Person and Rob Quigley, we've just wrapped up another Social Media Breakfast Austin here at the Statesman offices, and Rob is the social media editor for the Statesman who moderated this morning's panel. Something interesting that I just wanted to ask you about here, you mentioned that you would propose for next year's South by Southwest a panel on Google Wave and sort of where you think it might be going for journalism. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Google Wave is one of those things, if you watch the demo that Google's posted, and you're anybody, you're going to get excited about it. But as a journalist, you see a lot of potential, a lot of chances for getting citizens even more involved in our reporting and better ways for us to report stories. It's hard to say exactly what Google Wave is going to do yet, since we can't really play with a real version yet. But we can see the potential down the road, and so we're trying to prepare for it. I am proposing a South by Southwest panel. I do have Andrew Nystrom, who's the social media guy at the Los Angeles Times, on board to do it with me, and I'm looking for more panels and hopefully somebody from Google. And by then, hopefully we'll have our hands around Google Wave so we can know what we're talking about.
You know, it was sort of your guess, or maybe someone else on the panel's guess, as to what's next in journalism. I guess that's always the question, you know, where is it heading? Do you see this potentially as the next big frontier, or is that too bold a claim at this point?
It's the best option, the best opportunity for the next big thing that I see. There's probably going to be something that's going to surprise us that we don't know about yet, that maybe even the person who invents it doesn't know about yet. But as far as things that we can see and that we know that's coming, that is definitely the big one out there. We're thinking about it already here at the Statesman. We've already planned how to attack this in some ways. We've had meetings with developers on what we can do with the API. We just want to make sure we're on top of it. We were on top of Twitter when it became more mainstream, and we want to be on top of this as well.
Great. Rob, thanks for your time.
Thank you.